This is the second day, second module of self-talk to keep you focused on process. I'm going to keep repeating this, and that's the goal of this CD, is that repetitiously you keep on learning these principles. That once you have stated your picture, it is very important to move and to get on to the process of life, the process of loving. The great baseball player Satchel Paige was often asked, because he played till he was very old, "How old are you?" He had a beautiful answer. His answer was, "How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?" He said, "That's how old I am." He had some other beautiful lines like, "I'll never let another man shrivel my soul by making me hate him." But what he was saying there is many of us age because we are clear of the result. I'm 49, I'm 59, I'm 69, I'm 79, I'm going to die soon. And we pretty much follow what the mental programming has come into our mind. That can be a pretty dangerous thing. And that's one of the reasons why, especially if you're going through challenging time, marketing downturn, your company not performing quite the way you would like it to, parenting a teenager, where if I'm constantly looking at results, it could have a very, very dangerous outcome. There is something called the Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle. And it used to be that the whole world was governed, or was thought to be governed, by what's called Newtonian physics, which means the world was like this big machine. But science doesn't even believe that as much anymore. Now what they believe is, if you have a thought about something, that very thought changes that which you're thinking of. Larry Dorsey's fabulous research, where he had people pray and think about the well-being of people and even plants that weren't even, people didn't even know that others were thinking this. This was after heart surgery, as they're trying to grow plants. And over, he showed that as people had those thoughts about those people and plants, that they were significantly healthier and they grew better than the ones that did not have those thoughts. So what we're saying here is your perception is very, very important. You can always have a very good perception about your effort and your process. Results will take care of themselves. I'm trying to get you off of this whole idea of focusing on the results. Stay focused on the process. There was research that said people who golf are addicted to golf because after they golf, they think about the one or two or three great shots. And so they want to do it again. Then the article went on to say, isn't it a shame that people don't feel the same way about life? They don't focus on the one or two or good things that they do. What I want you to do to get self-talk, and the goal of the self-talk, the encouragement, is noticing. Noticing the great shots. Pushing you to do the great deeds. Noticing the time that you were kind to someone. Mr. Rogers, the gentleman from Pittsburgh who had all the children's programs for PBS, was asked after September 11th, what should we tell children? He said, tell them, keep their eyes on the helper. With your self-talk, keep your eyes on your helping. What you're doing is you're going and you're constantly saying, keep chopping, which serves as a mechanism to keep throwing you back on the great shots, the great deeds. I'll go the next step further. In leadership, MBWA means management by walking around. Get out of your offices and keep on trying to notice people doing the great shots. Tell them, don't worry about the results. I saw you doing the great shot. I saw you talking to the people. And keep your mind totally on not competing, contributing. This module was focused on using the keep chopping phrase with a total goal of putting you on notice for every time you are doing your process, the great shots, not the score, and going with people around you and doing the same.